You say everyone around here likes to what horses?
Ride.
And yesterday he
rode a horse.
And I have never
ridden a horse.
And if you couldn't stay on, you say you fell what the
I
horse?
I fell off the horse.
And say a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning.
He fell off the bed.
And the things you put on the horse's feet are called the
horseshoes?
What about a game you play with those?
Horseshoes too.
Did you ever see it played with rings instead of horseshoes?
Well, it was a ring toss game, but it was different. It was much more modern with plastic and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Same thing. It's just the stake in the ground on two of them apart, you know, and mm-hmm. you throw the horseshoes.
And the parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes on?
Hoof.
And the plural?
Hoofs.
And the male sheep is called the
ram.
That word was all right to use to?
It is for me.
Okay.
Oh. And a ewe, you know. But these are, you know, having been brought up in a cattle raising family, it never occurred to me whether it was good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if you got into a more genteel family that good Victorians that were more further removed from the actual raising and breeding of these animals, yes, I can see where some of the ladies might have. But then they tittered about showing their ankles and that sort of thing, too.
What people raise sheep for would be?
Well, in this part of the country, it was to make everybody else mad. We didn't like sheep raisers, but they raised them for wool.
Mm-hmm.
And really, nobody ever eats mutton around here. Maybe some spring lamb, you know, you can get a leg of lamb or lamb chops, but mutton is not a term that anyone ever uses here. I had my mm-hmm. first mutton when I went to England.
The animals you get pork from would be?
Hogs.
When they're first born, you call them?
Pigs, I guess. Piglets.
And when they're a little shoats, bigger.
Yeah. I think shoats, isn't that a good uh-huh. term, yeah.
What size is a shoat?
It's a little bit bigger than the newborn. I think it's when they're running around.
Mm-hmm. Up to what size?
I don't know. We never raise very many hogs.
And male hog is called a
boar.
And if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a male hog, what would you say you were going to do to him?
Well, I guess the term would be castrate, but I really wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. Geld is what you do for a horse. I don't know what you do for a boar.
And if you'd castrated the boar, then it'd be called a...
I don't even know.
Did you ever hear the term bera or
yes,
bar?
Yes, I suppose that's what it is. I couldn't think of the word, though.
What'd you hear it called?
Barrel.
Uh-huh. And the female's called a...
Sow.
What if she's never had pigs?
I really don't know.
And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back.
Bristle.
And the big teeth.
Tusks.
And what you put the food in for the hog would be called a...
I don't really know. They used to have bins and troughs and things. I guess trough would be what it would be in. Actually, what they did was throw it over the fence. And it went on the ground and into the wallow and what have you. But yes, I think it would be a pig trough, wouldn't it? If you were keeping them,
mm-hmm.
if you were raising them professionally, you know, other than just letting them run loose or keeping them in the pig stack.
Any special name for a hog that's grown up wild?
They used to call them Piney Woods Rooters around here.
And say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, they were getting hungry. You'd say you had to feed them.
The stock.
What if you're talking about hens and turkeys and geese?
Well, you'd probably just say feed the chickens, all of them, but poultry.
Mm-hmm. And if it was time to feed the stock and do your work,